For the first time since I have been here, on Wednesday to be precise, a terrible thing happened. I walked into the church around 7:30 a.m. to get ready for Mass and felt a foreboding gust of air. It was warm air. The heat had been turned on for the first time since coming to St. Dominic. And one thought came to mind, and I'm sure some of you can guess which one. Winter is coming. And then another thought came. School is starting in less than a week. The children are coming. With such a realization, I slowly left the church, drove to the rectory, and went back to bed. No. No, I'm actually very excited for school to begin, and I can't wait to meet more of the youth. I already have the volleyball schedule, so I'm very much looking forward to Tuesday. But everything in our lives is about to get very busy, if it hasn't already. And when things get busy, we must ask ourselves a very important question. How are we going to pray? And more specifically, how are we going to personally pray? Because the first thing that tends to go when we are busy is prayer. The patron of the seminary, St. Francis de Sales, says, every Christian needs a half hour of prayer each day, except when they are busy. Then they need an hour. His point being that if we do not pray in a particular way when we are busy, we will be quickly overtaken by what we must do and forget who we must be and why we're doing anything at all. Namely, beloved sons and daughters striving for our heavenly home. We will be like those in our second reading who judge others on their status in society rather than brothers and sisters. Prayer is what keeps us centered and standing on a firm foundation. Without it, we will quickly become bitter, impatient, stressed, and overworked. How are we going to pray? The gospel answers this in two parts, and I add a third. What personal prayer is, when to pray, and how to pray. The first part, what prayer is. This is always a tough definition to come across, because knowing what prayer is like knowing what love is. We have a difficult time articulating it, but we know it when we see it. When we see someone who is truly in love or in prayer, something awakens in us that wants to have what they have. So what is it that a praying person has that we want? Jesus took him off by himself away from the crowd. Isn't that one of the great desires of our hearts? To be alone with Jesus. But in a deeper sense, for Jesus to pick you out of the crowd because he wants to spend time with you. I think prayer is so difficult because we carry the fear that nothing will happen. That try as we might to catch Jesus' attention, he will not notice us. He is too busy with the crowds before him and the world and has no time for us personally. Why would God want to spend time with the likes of me? No doubt the deaf man was thinking the same thing. But that exactly is what prayer is. Is Jesus taking us away from the crowds, away from the crowd of the demands of the day, away from the crowd of our insecurities, away from the crowd of school, away from the crowd of our work and being overworked, sometimes even away from the crowd of our families, to be alone with him? It's awfully hard to leave these crowds behind, though. It takes effort, time, and a lot of willpower, but it is well worth it. We are worth taking time to be alone with Jesus. which leads us to the second part, when to pray. Simply put, we should pray when we find ourselves becoming the deaf and speech impaired man. As we know, the relationship between hearing and speech is intimate. One cannot speak well unless one hears well. It's no different in the spiritual life. When the crowds begin to drown out our ability to hear Jesus, who is the Word, we will quickly find ourselves impaired in word and action. Soon we will simply be following the crowd rather than Christ, and they often lead us to places we do not wish to go. We know when this is happening, the feeling of being swept along with no choice but to keep up for fear of getting trampled. A lot of this has been going on recently. That is precisely when we need to stop, take a breath, navigate through the bodies pressing upon us, and find Jesus. Because the gospel tells us it is only Him who can lead us from the crowd to a quiet place where He can cure our deafness and our speech. We do not have to stay long, for there is much to do. But even 5, 10 minutes or those 30 minutes are long enough for our ears to stop ringing and time for us to find our voice again. Okay, so we know what prayer is and when to pray, and now we find ourselves alone with Jesus. So now what? How are we to pray? At first, there will be awkwardness. We have just left the loud and numerous crowd, and the sudden shift to being alone in silence with Jesus will be strange. We may not know what to do. But I have 3 suggestions based on what we may need. If we need some structure from the chaos of the crowd, pray the rosary. Jesus never tires of hearing about His mother. Let the mantra of Mary slowly put order and peace back into your life. If we need directions from the wanderings of the crowd, read Scripture. Read the upcoming readings for the week. They provide the compass which keeps us from getting caught simply going with the flow and getting overwhelmed. Finally, if we need rest, remain in silence with Jesus. There's no better place for this than in Eucharistic adoration. Let the noise of the crowd slowly fade away and just rest in His presence. Yes, the crowds are coming. How are we going to pray?